I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Kidney transplant patients have a rigorous schedule of medications to take daily following their transplant surgery. To talk about research underway in South Carolina to study the effectiveness of using mobile technology to help these patients with their medication routine is Dr. John McGillicuddy. He's an associate professor of surgery in the Division of Transplant Surgery at MUSC. Dr. McGillicuddy, why is a strict medication schedule so important for kidney transplant patients after surgery?
Well, there's a couple of reasons that it's important. First of all, the patients are at risk of rejecting their newly transplanted organs. Their immune system will very powerfully reject the organs if they're not able to take the medications to prevent that. Those medications need to be taken very religiously, often multiple times per day, and any missed medications or missed doses or even missed time doses raises the potential of rejection. Secondly, they have a lot of comorbid conditions, diabetes and hypertension, things of that nature. Strict control of those kinds of comorbid conditions prolong the graft survival or the kidney survival.
And bottom line is, if patients are missing these medications, there's trouble.
Yeah, even infrequently. There's actually data to suggest that even low level of non-compliance with medication treatment will increase the risk of rejection and diminish the likelihood of a good long-term outcome for these patients.
You're the lead investigator on a new NIH-funded study at MUSC to help transplant patients remember their medication. Tell us about that study.
So it's a study that we conceived of maybe 3-4 years ago. The idea being that since our patients are often very far away from us, it's hard for us to get a good sense of how they're doing with their medication taking behavior and how they're doing in controlling their comorbid conditions. By giving these patients mobile devices to use at home, we can keep track or better track of how they're doing with their medication taking behavior here. These devices include a cell phone, medication dispensing tray that has cellular capability, and a Bluetooth capable blood pressure device. All those things together feed the information back to our servers here so we can see how they're doing and then help them if problems arise.
Tell us about the prior research that sort of laid the groundwork for this particular study.
So out of the Tackle Center here at MUSC, we ran a small randomized trial that only included about 20 patients, 10 randomized to the control arm and 10 randomized to this mobile health intervention. And that study showed some pretty promising results with us being able to tremendously improve medication taking behavior and also significantly improve the patient's control of their blood pressure. This trial is a grander version of that trial with some enhancements.
If this study works out well, what is the implication for patients moving forward?
Well, I think in transplant, across the board, our goal is always to improve the lives of our patients and the long-term prospects for the graft survival, the kidney survival. So this particular study, our hope is that if we can get our patients to take their medications better, we'll reduce the likelihood of them losing their kidney prematurely from rejection or poor control of their comorbid conditions like diabetes and hypertension.
And is there another phase of this study once this is complete?
If the results go the way our initial trial did, I'd expect that we would try to take a similar concept to a larger audience, maybe a multi-center trial that involves transplant groups around the country or maybe in the Southeast.
Dr. McGillicuddy, thank you for providing this information about the research related to kidney transplant patients.
You're welcome. Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.